This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 43 people were killed in a factory fire in India's capital of New Delhi Sunday, the worst fire the city has seen in over two decades. Firemen fought the blaze from 100 meters away as the alleys around the building were too narrow for trucks to enter. Local media reported that a preliminary probe into the fire suggested a short circuit triggered the tragedy. The building's owner, Rehan, who goes by only one name, has been arrested as authorities probe a possible failures to meet fire safety conditions. Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain. But protesters are still determined. Police said they arrested 11 people between the ages of 20 to 63.
That was Reuters reporter Emer McCarthy. North Korea said it carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. Analyst Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said North Korea likely tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News.